the rest of the story. George Washington was born a free black man. Before this nation was a nation, George's parents were servants of a wealthy Philadelphian. They were so beloved by their employer, in fact, that they inherited his fortune when he died. Consequently, young George got rich, even richer when he put his brilliant mind to work on private enterprise. So at least to the extent that any black man could have in those days, George had it made. But what he wanted was an adventure. And that is the rest of the story. George Washington wanted to go west, specifically to the Oregon Territory. This, he reasoned, was where his own children would have the best opportunity to prosper. So George got several of his friends and neighbors together, offered to finance a wagon train so that they and their families could accompany him and his to the brave new world of the Northwest. But when the party of whites and their black leader arrived in Oregon, they learned that the territorial legislature prohibited blacks from settling there. George's friends were incensed. If Oregon was too good for him, then it was too good for them, too. They must travel north to the Columbia, into the region which is now Washington State. And they did, but guess what? Before anybody knew it, the Oregon Territory expanded to include Georgia's settlement, and once again he was subject to the laws prohibiting settlement by blacks. In other words, Georgia's white friends could stay, but he must go. And yet so passionately devoted were his friends that they traveled to the territorial capital and they pleaded his case and actually succeeded in getting that racist law changed, not entirely repealed, but amended to make a unique exception for George Washington and his family. No, the trouble was not over. In the early 1850s, new settlers came, tried to take George's land, citing a federal law which denied blacks the right to own certain properties. Once again, George's friends and neighbors came to his aid and petitioned Congress, praising his character and his innumerable kindnesses. And do you know that the United States Congress responded? January 30, 1855, passed a special law permitting George Washington and his family to keep their land in the Northwest. From one perspective, George's triumph was an individual one, and yet from another, it was a breakthrough in the greater cause of human rights. It was among the earliest such in all American history. So George Washington was, I guess you could say, twice a pioneer. As one of the original settlers of the American Northwest, and also as one of the trailblazers into the perilous territory of colorblind justice. And one thing more, famous as he became in his day, nobody knew George Washington as George Washington. Now, I'm not saying that a president's name would have made life any easier for him, but nobody knew him as George Washington, for those were his first two names. What I'm saying is that Washington was George's middle name, and probably I'd not be mentioning him today were it not for the significance of his last name. But the only American to win personal exemption from local and national laws is almost forgotten in the most history books. But we'll remember him today because his name was George Bush. That's right. George Washington Bush. Now you know the rest of the story.